Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome back to my show on USA Radio Network, hour number one today on Monday, the 9th of January. 2023, it's the new year. Happy New Year to all of you. There's so many important things to tell you about. I keep opening every show by saying this. I don't know how to get them all in, but let's start. So, first of all, a jaw-dropping 769 athletes have collapsed while competing over this past year, and the average age of the players suffering cardiac arrest is just 23. This is a new report compiled over the weekend. Just in the last year, 769 athletes have collapsed while competing. So not collapsed in their beds, not collapsed at the dinner table, not collapsed during a speech, just competing on the field of play. 769, and the average age of major heart attack is 23 years old. If you haven't figured out yet, something really, really bad is going on. It's called the COVID vaccine, and it's killing people, it's injuring people, it's crippling people, it's disabling people, and even people who are in their teens and 20s are dropping dead left and right. Over this weekend, more people, I must have 100 stories in front of me, I can't get to them all. But there's so many people that have dropped dead, and I downloaded so many of them. I'm going to try and compile them literally in the break because I can't get to everything. So many people have dropped dead. Here's weekly data from New South Wales that proves the vaccine is ineffective against COVID. 86% of the deaths and 80% of the hospitalizations were vaccinated. I mean, the numbers coming in from all over the world, I've got the data from all over the world, prove the COVID vaccine aim doesn't work, never worked, doesn't prevent you from getting COVID, doesn't help you not spread it. You know, you don't not spread it. You do spread it. Doesn't do anything. But it also makes you very sick. That's a fact. And I would plead to everybody out there, unlike government, I don't put a gun to your head. I can't make you do anything. I don't want to make you. I'm just telling you. Don't take the booster. And I'm giving you the same advice I gave all my friends. And I must say, there's a huge scandal brewing in America on two different waves here, two wavelengths. Number one, everybody is talking about this Damar Hamlin. Thank God he went home from the hospital today. It's an amazing, miraculous recovery. I mean, who would have ever imagined he'd go home from the hospital today? He was as good as dead on that field and as good as dead in that hospital in a controlled coma. And he went home from the hospital. That's great. But the good news really is that he has sparked a nationwide conversation, a controversial conversation about the COVID vaccine and how it's killing and giving heart attacks and strokes to all the players around the world. And everybody's got to now have a conversation about this. Everybody realizes, because he literally dropped dead on the field on national TV on Monday Night Football, it brought to the forefront this entire conversation. So if you really want to honor Damar Hamlin, the way to honor him is to ask, was he vaccinated, was he boosted, and how recently was he boosted? That's what I want to know. And as one of my guests pointed out, I'm trying to remember which one, I think it was Ed Dowd last week, said, can you imagine we all were asked, were you vaccinated, and we need to see proof you were vaccinated, to walk into a gym, a restaurant, or a theater. But when a guy drops dead or has a massive heart attack, and we say, was he vaccinated, was he boosted, the government and the media and the liberals say, you have no right to ask him that. That's his personal information. What right have you got to ask him that? You asked me that to walk into a bar, to have a drink. You asked me if I'm vaccinated or not. I had to show proof that I was vaccinated. Now, again, I use that word I loosely, because thank God I still love Las Vegas. As bad as our Governor Sisolak was, nobody ever had a vaccine passport outside of Raider Stadium, Allegiant Stadium. That's it. There was nowhere I ever went in Las Vegas that ever asked about whether I was vaccinated or not, ever. And nobody even cared that I wasn't wearing a mask. So Vegas is still wonderful compared to the rest of the country. So it wasn't me personally. But most people in America had to show proof of vaccination to walk into a bar, a restaurant, a gym, or a theater. But now that someone drops dead and you ask, was he vaccinated? Oh, that's a private question. I don't have to answer that. Really? So you see the absurdity of it all. It's just absurd. Let's move on to other stories, and then in the break I'll try and grab as many stories as I can of people who died suddenly over the weekend, famous high-profile people, lots of them. It was just an unbelievable weekend. What I think is happening is the vaccine, the death jab vaccine, otherwise known as the COVID vaccine, is accelerating so rapidly. And this is what I feared, and this is what I've talked about on this show. I think society, by the end of this year, might not even be able to function. I think so many military members are going to drop dead and be in sick bay, and so many policemen are going to drop dead and be in sick bay, and so many firemen, and so many doctors, so many nurses, so many paramedics, so many prison guards, so many border guards, all the essential people that matter, so many airline pilots, so many military jet pilots, that we're not going to be able to run the country anymore. And there's going to be no employees, because you're going to lose 25% of the workforce. It's going to be wiped out. This vaccine death, mass murder death, swing is accelerating so quickly that it's just impossible to believe. And I just want you to know, my rabbi listens to this show. Okay, Wayne Root's rabbi listens to the show. His name is Phil. And Rabbi Phil sent me a note over the weekend. Actually, let me see if I can read it to you, if I can find it. I think it would probably help you to hear it. So let me just not paraphrase it. Let me find it. Let me read it to you. Because anybody with a brain knows what's happening. And so my rabbi sent me the following note on Saturday. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Let's see. Okay. As a clergy member, I've never done so many funerals in my entire life. Everyone I speak to at various funeral homes is telling me the same thing. They're overwhelmed, and they're trying to get all of the dead processed as quickly as possible. In other words, they have a backlog of dead people. Folks, as a clergyman, he's never been to so many funerals and officiated at so many funerals, and he speaks to all the funeral home owners, and they can't, they're just overwhelmed how many dead bodies there are. So when I tell you about all the high-profile people who have died over the weekend, that's the tip of the iceberg that doesn't show you the base of the iceberg. All the average, everyday Americans who aren't important enough to make the headlines, sadly, but they're dying in much bigger numbers. For every famous person, there's probably 10,000 that died this week, of sudden death. And all these sudden deaths are COVID vaccine-related. They'll tell you it's long COVID, all these lying doctors who I think at this point, A, they don't want to lose their medical license and go against the CDC and the FDA and B, and the AMA, and B, they don't want to go to jail, and C, they don't want to get lawsuits that could take away their medical license or take away all their money or take away their insurance. They'll get their insurance canceled. I think at this point, every doctor in America who gave the vaccine is so scared that they're all part of the cover-up. All right, on to other topics. Classified documents from Biden's time as vice president have been discovered in a private office. A source with knowledge of the matter tells CNN. So the National Archives has referred the matter to the Justice Department for further investigation. Do you understand how silly this is? Biden's lawyers found the government materials in November while closing out a Washington, D.C.-based office that Biden used as part of his relationship with the University of Pennsylvania. So Biden was careless and kept classified documents in an office. Oops! He should go to prison. He should be perp walked out of the White House in handcuffs and leg irons and chains and literally put on trial and spend the rest of his life in prison for having a document that's considered classified in his office, kept without guard and key and Secret Service watching over it. Do you see how stupid that is? I really don't believe that. I don't believe that Joe Biden, I think he should go to jail for a variety of reasons. I think he's a criminal. I think he's the illegitimate president of the United States. I think he stole the election from Trump. I think his mandates of the vaccine killed a lot of people. I think the open border is the destruction of America. I think he's an absolute criminal who should be in prison. But I don't think he should be in prison because one classified document, one piece of paper that the government calls classified, wound up in an office somewhere. I'm sorry, you don't go to jail for that. But they want to put Trump in jail for that. So as long as you want to put Trump in jail for that, then Biden should go to jail for that. Okay, now we get to Kevin McCarthy, who was big news over the weekend. He finally won Friday night, late into the night. Actually, it was Saturday morning, East Coast time. And he finally was elected House Speaker, his lifelong goal. He did it on the 15th try, took 15 votes, 15 rounds, like a heavyweight bout, and he finally won. And all the media tried to do was gaslight you and tell you it was the worst thing in the world. Well, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. We got what we wanted. Conservatives got committee leadership roles. Conservatives got the right to bring great conservative bills to a vote on the floor they were never going to get. A balanced budget amendment, a term limits amendment, a fair tax amendment, a secure the border amendment. Conservatives got him to give in, so all it takes is a couple of people to kick him out as Speaker of the House, just the same way they kicked out Boehner. If he doesn't keep his word, Kevin McCarthy. And even McCarthy has to admit that Trump got him elected. Now, I disagree with Trump. He shouldn't have gotten McCarthy elected. We should have found an alternative. But unfortunately, there was no alternative. And nobody wanted to vote in big enough numbers for anyone but McCarthy. He was always going to win it. But in the end, it's now Trump who controls the Speaker of the House. It's Trump, MAGA, America First congressmen and women who now control all the important committees and the Rules Committee and the chairmanship of committees. So all of that fighting for 4 days was worth it. It wasn't humiliating. It wasn't embarrassing. It was good for America. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America.
If companies go woke, we will make them go broke.
I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com.
This is the answer to inflation.
Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots.
Cindy and I love shopping here.
GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind. Oxy
powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Let's get to it. So much to talk about. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of this show. Easy for me to say. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account, all of it through Goldgate Capital, the official precious metals gold and silver dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. How cool is that? Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-toll-free, 770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, so I was telling you that what happened over the weekend was not bad. It looked bad at first. It was not bad. It was the only way to get Kevin McCarthy to give us everything that we wanted. And we got everything we wanted. So look at some of the articles that are out there. McCarthy says drawn-out speaker fight was good for Republicans. We've learned how to govern. Far-left pundits terrified of the new GOP House complain the GOP will end Biden's failed policies, end Biden's spending, and cost Hunter millions in legal fees. Conservative hero Jim Jordan will now chair the Weaponization of Government Select Committee. Great news. House Freedom Caucus Representative Mark Green defeats Representative Dan Crenshaw in a race to chair the Homeland Security Committee. How wonderful. And Mike Rogers, who's literally a drunk with a hairpiece, a bad hairpiece, who literally wanted to punch Matt Gaetz for not voting for McCarthy. He steps down from his House Steering Committee after lunging at Matt Gaetz. Dan Crenshaw loses his race after calling fellow Republicans terrorists. Isn't it great? All the bad guys are gone, and all the good guys are replacing them. Good things came out of this. No, I'm not a fan of McCarthy. Yes, I said, you know, McCarthy's a bad guy. McCarthy's the enemy. We don't want him as our House Speaker. But you know what? In the end, I think Trump is in control of the House Speaker. In his own way, Trump is now the House Speaker, and he's doing it from Mar-a-Lago without doing all the work, which is what he wanted. So it worked out really well because all of Trump's people are in key places now. And then there's another article out. Controversy swirls over mystery three-page addendum to the House rules package. There's word of a three-page House rules addendum circulating throughout certain GOP offices in which Kevin McCarthy reportedly agrees on everything from the 20 holdout demands, you know, the 20 heroes who held out to the end, their demands on everything from strategy on the debt ceiling to committee assignments. But at least one GOP office says they don't have it. And I don't know if everybody has it. It's like a secret three-page addendum. The pact includes the most controversial concessions McCarthy made in order to become Speaker. Three seats on the Rules Committee for Conservatives. Yay! Every rule will have to be passed by MAGA, America First Conservatives. Freezing spending at the budget 2022 levels. Yes! A debt ceiling strategy, coveted committee assignments, and more. So we won. We won everything. So for all the people who believe the gaslighting in the media, oh, this is terrible, this is embarrassing, this is awful. No, it's not. We held out for 4 days till we, conservatives, and people who love freedom, and America First, and MAGA, and Trump warriors, got everything we wanted. Now, don't call me naive, because I don't trust Kevin McCarthy. I don't like Kevin McCarthy. I don't trust Kevin McCarthy. But it looks like we want everything. The question is, will he keep his word? I hear they made him put everything in writing. So there's no chance he could say, I didn't say that, or you didn't hear me say that, or that's not quite what I said. I hear they made him put everything in writing. So I feel pretty good about it. I think we did good. It was all necessary to hold out. So the hero is Matt Gaetz, and I'm trying to get Congressman Matt Gaetz on my show this week. So we'll see if we can land him. He's been on this show two or three times already, and I hope to have him this week. So, and one other thing before we head to break, I feel so vindicated because Elon Musk released all kinds of new emails that prove that I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm right about everything. It is now a fact. There was a secret Pfizer operation to censor all the vaccine critics. And you know they must have had their sights set on Wayne Allyn Root. You know they must have been looking, excuse the pun, through a microscope at Wayne Allyn Root. And they made sure I got canceled from Twitter. They made sure I was shadow banned so no one saw anything I was creating at Facebook. This is the biggest conspiracy, and it is a mass murder conspiracy in the history of America. They stuck you with these jabs, and they are filled with poison, and they are killing you, and they are injuring you, and they are crippling you, and they are disabling you, and they try to shut me and all the other critics up. This is not America. Terrible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
You USA News Update. Classified documents have been found at President Biden's think tank in Washington, D.C. The discovery was made late last year, according to the president's attorney. A report in the Wall Street Journal says the National Archives was notified when the documents were found on November 2nd, and they took possession of those documents the next day. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin is out of a hospital in Cincinnati and back in Buffalo.
He is doing well, and this is the beginning of the next stage of his recovery.
Dr. William Knight with the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Hamlin collapsed on the field during the Monday night game against Cincinnati last week. California can't catch a break. The state is getting battered by another round of fierce storms, bringing rain, high wind warnings, and flood watches. Last week's storms already caused flooding, power outages, and heavy snowfall in the mountains. President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for California. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Root's on fire. By the way, not like the Dallas Cowgirls. No, I'm not on fire. My Dallas Cowboys were terrible yesterday. But you know what? Usually after a horrible loss, you expect a huge rebound in the NFL. So I'm hoping next week in the playoff game against Tampa Bay, we see a different Dallas Cowboy team that is very focused, completely different than what you saw yesterday. Embarrassing. Today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, by the way. My great friend Pitar sent me that. Thank you, Pitar. I did not know that. Most of you probably don't know that. I didn't know it. Today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. I appreciate so many boys and girls in blue. The thin blue line. Without them, we have nothing. But I'm talking about policemen. I do not appreciate the FBI anymore. I think the FBI is one big, giant, corrupt Democrat organization that fights not criminals and not bad guys and not terrorists and not spies, but actually just fights Republicans at the orders of the wicked, evil Merrick Garland, Attorney General of the United States, and his disgusting, corrupt DOJ. So I will not celebrate the FBI ever again, or at least not until we defund them and start over again and rebuild the FBI, because it's just a disgrace to this country. But all the law enforcement people all across America, them I celebrate. Police officers. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get to our guest, Laura Loomer. Global Healing is a vitamin company. You know how much I believe in natural methods for healing. I'm not a fan of chemo or radiation or vaccines, certainly not the COVID vaccine or masks or lockdowns. But you know what? I am a fan of natural methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Education has been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health for decades. So I'm excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life, Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Krupp, who's been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in a course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols. He's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, and Hollywood stars, including one of President Trump's health advisors for crisis situations around the world. And this course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanism, eliminate the root cause of disease, and live the best life possible. Educate yourself, protect your family, and get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war, globalhealing.com/war. You don't have to go anywhere. I believe this course is an online course, and you can learn how to protect yourself and your family. globalhealing.com/war, 30% off. Automatically for this course. Everybody should take it. All right, Laura Loomer is with us, investigative journalist, former candidate for United States Congress. Laura, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Wayne.
So, look, you and I are almost always on the same side, and we're kind of on the same side, but I'm a little surprised when I'm reading the notes of this, because I was very anti-Kevin McCarthy. I did not want him to win. I was mad at President Trump for supporting him. So you and I were on the same side. But now that he's won, I sense that we got a big victory out of this. You're saying we didn't. I think we did. I think we control, good Freedom Caucus. People are in charge of a lot of committees and the Rules Committee, and they're kind of tied Kevin McCarthy's hands. So if he ever does something that we disagree with, we can quickly get rid of him as House Speaker the way we got rid of John Boehner. So I think, as bad as I, as much as I don't like Kevin McCarthy, I think something good came out of all this. You don't believe anything good came out of this?
I don't really think much came out of it. I mean, when you look at what's happening right now in Congress, we have Mitch McConnell as the Senate.
Right. Well, that's terrible.
You have Kevin McCarthy as the House leader for Republicans, and you have Ronna Romney as the RNC chair. So the swamp is still in charge. And Donald Trump, as much as I support him and I've endorsed him for 2024, I love the guy, but he talks the big talk about draining the swamp. But because of his endorsements, all we have is the swamp. And so, we're kind of in a position right now where talk is cheap, right? And I'm really getting sick and tired of all this talk about how we need to stop voter fraud and we need to drain the swamp. And yet we have the biggest swamp monster who doesn't even believe in voter fraud, who is trying to get Donald Trump arrested, right? He was colluding with Liz Cheney in the aftermath of January 6th. I'm talking about Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me give you one more, Laura. I'll give you one more where you and I agree. He was also collecting money from FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, and he used the money to defeat Larry
King. Yes, I was one of the candidates who he used it against.
There you go.
So I'm very upset with the fact that Donald Trump, would throw his America First loyalist supporters under the bus. People like myself who ran against pro-impeachment rhinos like Daniel Webster, who supported Kevin McCarthy, only to have Kevin McCarthy a speaker who used, as you're right, FTX money against America First candidate.
Yeah, so, we agree.
One of the concessions that was used or agreed upon by the House Freedom Caucus members.
Laura, listen.
A concession to stay out of primaries.
Laura, last week I ranted all week against Kevin McCarthy. I didn't want him. I was mad that Trump endorsed him. I loved everything Matt Gaetz was doing. So we're on the same side. I'm just telling you, I am a guy who believes in the end, you got to compromise. We couldn't get the votes even close. You couldn't get 20 votes for Jim Jordan. You couldn't get 20 votes for Brian Donalds. You couldn't get 20 votes for Matt Gaetz, right?
I understand that, but how come Republicans waited to the last minute? Everybody knows what a piece of crap and how much of a garbage person Kevin McCarthy is. When he pulled that stunt after January 6th, 2 years ago with Liz Cheney, there should have been a movement 2 years ago knowing that we had an opportunity to take back the House to start recruiting somebody to run against Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. And all these Republicans sat on their lazy asses and then none of them thought for 1 second, maybe we ought to start running a campaign against Kevin McCarthy. So once again, the Republicans, they fail the test. This is what the Republicans do every single time. They lose. Every single time they're in the majority or they have power, they epically fail. And this is why we will continue to lose as Republicans, because we have terrible leadership. The Republican Party leadership is feckless, and this is why nothing is going to change in this country.
Well, I know that. We're not going to win the presidency in 2024. I don't care if it's Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis. The odds are very slim that you can win when elections are rigged and stolen, and they don't even want to even admit that they're rigged and stolen. When do you ever hear... Forget Mitch McConnell.
If Donald Trump wants to win in 2024, he shouldn't have endorsed Kevin McCarthy. What did he think was going to happen? He's going to win in 2024 by having a speaker who doesn't even believe in voter fraud?
Listen.
You know what's going to happen, mark my word, is Kevin McCarthy is going to stab Donald Trump in the back again, and he's going to endorse Ron DeSantis for president. You'll see. Mark my word.
I don't doubt that. I don't know. I mean, I know McCarthy did give credit for Trump for the reason he's House Speaker today. So maybe it's different this time. But listen, you got to assume it's never different. I don't trust McCarthy as far as I could spit at him. But my understanding is we got everything in writing. And literally, Jim Jordan, who's a hero of mine, will chair the weaponization of government select committee. And I know that there was a big battle today. And I know the House Freedom Caucus Representative Mark Green defeated Dan Crenshaw in the race to chair the Homeland Security Committee. That's a huge upset. That's fabulous news. I know Mike Rogers, with the bad hairpiece and the drunk, bad attitude, who tried to punch Gaetz in the face, he stepped out from his House Steering Committee today. So I think some things are going well, considering that McCarthy won. I'm trying to look at the glass as half full instead of only half empty. We got some wins out of it.
Yeah,
I think we control him.
I understand, looking for shreds of positivity, but we have to stop, getting the Republican Party day high on hopium, as I like to call it. This is what Obama did with all the hope and change. And it's reckless and it's unfair to the Republican Party base for us to keep pushing hopium. We're like drug dealers in a sense, pushing all this hopium, giving them false hope. The reality is that we still have the same swamp creatures in control of the Republican Party. Come election time, you're going to have Kevin McCarthy and his vindictive ways using dark money against the 20 Republicans who voted against him. He's still going to be vindictive against the America First candidates. They're not going to do anything to address voter fraud. And we had a very slim majority. So come 2024, I predict that Democrats are going to take over again. We really honestly need to take voter fraud seriously in this country. And I don't really care if McCarthy's Speaker of the House. Until we have a speaker and Republican Party leadership that starts addressing big tech tyranny and voter fraud and addressing those issues as the number one most important issues in our country, nothing's going to change. We're going to lose our country to communism in the next 2 years.
Laura, I think we've already lost it, so I think that's a moot point, to be honest with
yes,
you.
We've lost it, but listen. There's nothing
Laura,
to be happy about, Wayne.
Laura, there was just no way to elect anyone but Kevin McCarthy. We didn't have anybody. I was scared.
There was a way. They could have actually recruited somebody over these last 2 years, but the Republicans are complicit. It's
but
a uniparty.
They're in on the fraud.
I'm
agreeing with you, but I'm disagreeing with you. Listen. We never could have because we have mostly rhinos in Congress. So they were never going to vote for the right guy. Jim Jordan wasn't going to get the votes. Matt Gaetz would never get the votes. So I'm just saying to you, I agree with you in theory, but in reality, we could never elect someone because most of them are bad guys. We don't have good people in the majority in Congress. I mean the majority of Republicans I'm talking about. Forget about Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats. So how are you going to ever elect somebody good when most of the people voting for them are bad? That's all I'm pointing out to you.
I agree with you, but I had a lot of faith in President Donald Trump, and I viewed him as a transformative, inspirational figure, and I've been a lifelong supporter of Donald Trump, and I've been loyal to him, and I've endorsed him for 2024, and I'm disappointed. I feel like he let us all down when it comes to endorsing Kevin McCarthy. This was an opportunity to completely transform Republican Party leadership, and the president let us down. He did.
Yeah, I get it, but I got news for you. I got news for you. Ron DeSantis will let you down, too, and I like Ron DeSantis. I think he's been a great governor, but look at who's supporting Ron DeSantis. Have you seen the money behind him? Everyone is a Jeb Bush, George Bush, Henry Kissinger type of rhino Republican. All the people that were never Trump, hate Donald Trump, are backing Ron DeSantis. So that's not a good sign either. I got news for you. Very tough stuff. Laura, hold on. We'll be right back. Wayne on the route. Headed to a break. We'll be right back. It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and to have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money?
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Alaroot Engineer Tax Services is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at ETS Engineer Tax Services can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. Working directly with your accountant, they find you tax credits no small businessman or woman on their own has ever found. Call ETS today to get a free no-cost analysis. Simply tell them Wainwright sent you, and you've got a free no-cost analysis. No risk of any kind, no money laid out of any kind. They'll tell you what they can do for you. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineertaxservices.com. All right, we're back with Laura Loomer, and she is a former United States congressional candidate, Republican, and an investigative journalist, and she had the Capitol Police called on her. Laura, explain what happened. Who called the Capitol Police and why?
So, you know, just like you've been holding Kevin McCarthy accountable all week, I've been holding him accountable, too. And I think it's very important for Republicans to be exposed to all of the crimes and the fraud that he and his family have committed over the years. And so one of the things that he and his family did is, he funneled millions of dollars of federal contracts that were intended to be given to Native Americans to his brother-in-law. And his brother-in-law pretended to be Native American. They lied about being Cherokee Indian to scam the federal government out of $7 million of federal contracts. So I went to Democrat Congresswoman Mary Petola, who is from Alaska. She's the representative who unfortunately defeated Sarah Palin recently in the special election in Alaska. And I asked her, as one of the only Native American members of Congress, if she would investigate Kevin McCarthy and his family and call on them to return the $7 million of federal contracts that they defrauded from the Native American community. And you'd think that a Democrat congresswoman would be open to investigating Kevin McCarthy, given that he's the Republican rhino speaker of the House. But instead of answering my question, she called the police on me. So very bizarre, but it goes to show you that Kevin McCarthy isn't an America First fighter or America First Speaker of the House. He's protected by the Democrats, and that's why he's not for us, and that's why he shouldn't be Speaker of the House. And that's what I'm hoping to prove through my videos and my investigative journalism is that, you know, I've been asking Democrats all week. I asked AOC and Steny Hoyer if they'd commit to investigating Kevin McCarthy for accepting illegal FTX money and using it, using those stolen FTX funds against America First candidates. And they wouldn't even commit to doing that. And you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't the Democrats want to investigate Kevin McCarthy? And it's because they're protecting him, because Kevin McCarthy is actually a Democrat, not a Republican. He's the most left-leaning and the most left-voting Republican in the entire House of Representatives. And you can go see that for yourself on GovTracks.com.
Is that really true? He's got the worst Republican rating of any Republican in the U.S. House? Is that true?
Yes.
I had no idea.
He's the most left voting out of any Republican member of Congress.
So he probably has a voting record that's similar like Mitt Romney in the U.S. Senate, right? Same type of rhino, Republican, wishy-washy, kind of on our side, like maybe 48% of the time.
Well, and you saw the ads that I've been writing and producing for American Liberty Fund. We produced an ad opposing Kevin McCarthy, encouraging people to call their representatives and oppose Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. And we showed the GovTracks voting records. So there's a reason why AOC and Steny Hoyer, Nancy Pelosi's right-hand man, walk away and don't want to take a jab at Kevin McCarthy on video. When I asked them if they commit to investigating Kevin McCarthy for accepting and using illegal and stolen FTX funds, I mean, you really have to ask yourself why they don't want to take a shot at the Republican Speaker of the House.
Right.
Because they are in on the fraud.
Yes, no, I agree.
They all, is their guy.
They're all cozy together. There's no question about that. They all protect each other's flank. He makes sure he gives lots of rhetoric and calls them bad names, but nothing ever gets done to fight them. I definitely agree with that. I just think we've tied him up in knots, and he's got no choice but to be conservative now. If he had to get elected, and I wish he wasn't, and I wish Trump didn't support him, but if he was going to win, I think we tied him up really good in knots. And he's going to have a hard time not being a MAGA American First, or at least allowing MAGA American First bills to get to the floor and to pass this Congress. So I think some good came of it. I'm not going to ever defend him. I don't like McCarthy. I don't like McConnell. Look, Laura, I had Trump on my show last week, and I said, what are you doing supporting Kevin McCarthy? He's a weasel and a backstabber. I said that on the air. And Trump basically said he's the best of the worst. They all suck. They're all backstabbers. He's better than anyone else that we could get. That was his answer. I don't like the answer, but that was his answer. We're on the run. We got to end up our interview because we're up to tight news break. Laura Loomer, investigative journalist, former candidate for Congress. She wears her heart in her sleeve. She really does believe in conservative principles, and you got to give her credit for fighting so hard for the right causes for conservatives. So thank you, Laura. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allyn, we're headed to a break. We'll be back on Lindell TV and USA Radio in just a minute. We'll be right back. RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Easy ways to reach me. And now that I'm back on Twitter, go ahead and join me at RealWayneRoot at Twitter. I comment all day long on the biggest issues of the day. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.